This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here on this I'm recording this late Tuesday ahead of Wednesday here, folks. December 19th, 2023. This will go out probably sometime tomorrow. Boy, there's been a lot happening with K-State football on and off the field. Of course, K-State still getting ready for NC State Pop-Tarts Bowl next Thursday. Myself and Alex will have a preview of that at sometime next week. I think it'll be the day before of the game down in Orlando. But meanwhile, while Avery Johnson and the rest and the current K-State players getting ready for that game, there's commitments going on towards K-State with the newest, latest recruiting class right now. And popping up, well, I've been checking K-State Twitter periodically throughout the day trying to see who we're going to get. And this would probably be two podcasts put together here. But I have to say, up top of the board, I did mention Kobe Savage either last week or the week before, and Kobe Savage is now a Duck. Yes, yes, Kobe Savage, who hit the transfer portal 2 weeks ago, made his announcement yesterday. So Kobe Savage is heading to what looks to be either the Big Ten for Oregon, or I know for the Pac-12 they have like two teams left, but Oregon making the move over to the Big Ten. That's where Kobe Savage is going. Oregon Ducks there making his next play in the college game and then flipping it back to K-State. I'm just going to list off several of these here. I guess I'm going to put first of two podcasts here, and then, of course, you know, our favorite, one of our favorite special guests on this podcast. I'll probably end up bringing her back as usual as Maddie Gage. And I'm also actually going to bring on her assistant as well. That, I think her name is Emily, by the way, there for in-season review. I was going to wait to the after the Pop-Tarts Bowl to see if we can bring her on, because I know she had a little bit, she was on just a little bit, all the way back at the beginning of the year. Of course, Maddie Gage has been a special guest, big part of this podcast for a couple years now, officially. So we'll have that. I know she's getting ready to have some huge changes, if not already. So there's that going on as well. Maddie is still doing Maddie things out there. She's doing what she loves best. She's doing her job. And that is bringing on the newest recruits on the K-State. And those newest recruits are committing, like Mill Valley High School's own Gus Hawkins for a four-star addition. Like I said, I'm going to just list some of these. I'm not going to go in detail too many of these right now. I'm sure we'll get into those as 2024 is about to arrive here in another week and a half. There, the number 10 center, Kyle Rakers, also, he's from the state of Iowa. He made an announcement there coming to us there. Caden Massey, who, let's face it, that was several months ago. He made his commitment to K-State there, playing the eight-man football. So there is that there. And Mill Valley High School, very popular in this recruiting class here. That including, take it back a little bit, a little throwback, to John Price signing, which became the 11th signee of the 11th signee there for Kansas State there. Boone Morris also signed with K-State as well. Or I mentioned John Price there as well. Going down the line here. And then here, right in the top 15, Dante Thomas also signed with K-State as well. He's a safety. As a safety there as well. Let's see, Callan Barta also signed as well with K-State there as well. Let's see. And there were some updates there. I'm going to actually stop it with here, right here, with Jaquez Bradley Demps signing with K-State there as well. Like I said, I'm going to do a little bit of digging in all these. Well, I know some of these already got John Price, Caden Massey, things like that as well. And I'm going to go in and really step in here Let's see what I can do here. I have to do it at the same time. Aggieville. Sorry, doing this at the same time. But yes, a huge signing earlier today on the defensive side. None other than Malcolm Alcorn Crowder. The biggest news that had come out of the K-State for the day there. Big DN, and they want to fit him. And it looks like, from what I've read, what I saw, credit Aggieville Alley-Cats, they want to use him in the 3-3-5. So, obviously, you lose Nate Matlack to the transfer portal, surprisingly. But this was a huge get. Malcolm, I don't know. Again, like I said, I'll do a deeper dive into these recruits. But Malcolm, he's a homegrown talent. He's going to stay right here in the state of Kansas, obviously. So that is a big get there as well. And I'm just going to roll right on here through here as I'm getting this right now. Wait a second. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. So, Jordan Riley. He's coming from Ball State out of the transfer portal, DB. And, you know, K-State needs a lot of DB. Needs to stack up the defensive back room. Cornerback, safety room. Already named a couple who signed here for K-State. So obviously you lose a lot of players to the transfer portal in the defensive backfield, but now you gain one from the transfer portal, Jordan Riley, as well. So I'm pretty sure at some point me and Alex will talk about it, and then hopefully down the line in 2024. Primarily in the springtime, because let's face it, we all have things going on. And last, like I said, Matty Gage, who is the head of director of recruiting for K-State, doing her thing right now, and that is helping future recruits over to Manhattan, Kansas. So again, that's only maybe half or at least a third, at least, of the guys that came here to K-State or committed to K-State from their respective high schools there as well. Yeah, so definitely, we'll see what happens, obviously. And you're coming off of last year's recruiting class is one of the best that K-State history's brought in. And they're going to be featured in this Pop-Tarts Bowl led by Avery Johnson. Yes, the new QB1, thanks to Will Howard, going over to USC. I can't believe that. Let's just end this podcast right here with this, right? This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer here, recording on this late Tuesday night into Wednesday evening. Into Wednesday morning, excuse me. This will come out some point on Wednesday. Yeah, so you got that, and Will Howard dropped big bombshell. So you have Kobe Salvage over there with Oregon, and now USC, in which caused that actually one of the higher recruits in the nation. Now I don't have his full name ahead right now, but it started with Malachi something. But again, that's just where I'm at. I don't care with no USC, but caused one of their higher star quarterback recruits to end up hitting the transfer portal for Will Howard. So Kobe Savage, yeah, I get that. But Will Howard, I did not expect that at all. At least he's in the Big Ten, that's for sure. But I did not expect that one bit there. Maybe. But again, obviously, USC is one of the more higher programs in the Power 5. That's for sure. So, and might have caught us. I mean, I wouldn't say caught us. It just threw a big surprise there with USC having one of the better quarterbacks, or just getting one of the quarterbacks in top, one of the top quarterbacks in the U.S. there. Now he has to transfer out, and for case initiatives, hey, I'm scared. I don't want a part of this. So Will Howard, more than likely, unless something else pops up over there on the USC side, that's University of Southern California, he's going to be likely the starting quarterback under Lincoln Riley. That's very, very interesting. Very interesting stuff there. But again, He's going to be a Wildcat forever. He, obviously, the leading passer in K-State history. Not out. For sure, leaving legacy here. But he's taking his talents to Southern California, USC. Lincoln Riley's over there right now. So, Will Howard, USC. Excuse me. Kobe Salvage, Oregon. And that's all I have right now. I know there's one more out there somewhere. I just don't know what that is yet. But yeah, there's just a lot of things happening on and off the football field when it comes to football. So you have future cats signing, being a part of this 2024 class, and you have former cats transferring to new destinations. So we wish them the best of luck on that front. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available whenever we do post content there as well. I know I do have a couple of podcasts I need to get out as well before Christmas. So I will not post anything, record anything on Christmas, obviously. And I might sneak one in during New Year's because I believe one of the basketball teams is playing. I think the women are before 24 arrives as well. So I will do one right on ahead of New Year's for sure, because so I know, yeah, the women do play on the eve of 2024, that's for sure, as well, so I believe there'll be a postcast all about that. But meanwhile, we're going to wave the checkered flag on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, Eddie Greer, the 2024, all, quote-unquote, all aboard, that's what they're calling it, the recruiting staff at K-State, that's this year's theme, all aboard. And we're just getting started on that. Eddie Greer, Alex A. in the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. Go Cats.